Now, as you would have heard over the last number of days, we had the Minister for Housing, the Minister for Heritage, and we had a whole host of politicians in the county on Monday to announce the designation of a new national park on the Cuchulainn Peninsula in West Kerry. It covers more than 70,000 acres on land and at sea. It's the largest national park in the country. It's Ireland's first marine national park. Most of the area covered by it is at sea. The new park, which is known as Park na Siúnta na Mara Kiarraí, includes 1,400 acres of land and forestry close to the iconic Connor Pass. The land, of course, put up on the market, and it was purchased along with other tracts of land to put it all together into one national park. The formal announcement was made on Monday afternoon by the Minister for State for Nature, Malcolm Noonan, along with the Minister for Housing, Dara O'Brien, who has cabinet responsibility for the National Parks and Wildlife Service. It makes Kerry the only county in Ireland with two national parks within its border. So how do we capitalise on this? What does it mean for tourism? And what does it mean, I suppose, for sustainable tourism, which was mentioned several times by the Minister for Heritage, Malcolm Noonan, on Monday? With me in the line to talk with this is Pat O'Leary of the Kerry Tourism Industry Federation. Pat, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry.
Obviously, you're delighted with this turn of events. What happens now, I suppose, is the question.
Well, it's obviously a fantastic thing for Kerry to have a second national park. We already have one which is iconic in its own right, the Killarney National Park, which I think last year had something like 1.7 million visitors. So having another national park which will grow to the same scale, I think, is absolutely fantastic from the tourism perspective in the county.
Yeah, and that's the issue of it, to capitalise on it. There was some discussion and some listeners getting in touch talking about car parking, talking about numbers of tourists on the Connor Pass, already thinking ahead to how this will impact and how it will impact on the area. What's your kind of response to, I suppose, how Kerry crafts a message around the new national park to try and compete with other counties and with other countries for tourism euros and the decision for tourists to come on holiday here?
That is the point, Joey. I think we are anyway getting tourists in that area that we referred to. Now they will come to a more organized setup, which will obviously take some years to come to full fruition. But again, like the Killarney National Park, if it's properly run, properly organized, and the NPWS must be commended on the way they do their business, and even on this whole project, the fact, I think, that we had four ministers last week, it speaks for itself, and the work done by the Niall O'Donoghue, the Director General, a very proud Kerryman, Peter Buckley, and his colleagues from the NPWS, to have the foresight to develop this and develop it very, very expediently. The whole process went through very quickly. I think gives a picture of Kerry as a sustainable tourism destination, and that's the important word, I think, that it's not meant to will not in any way damage the county. In fact, if you think it will improve it.
Do you think, Pat, that this will be a situation whereby you can sell the experience idea, the idea that you can come and enjoy nature in its purest form and that, you know, you're coming here to appreciate it and enjoy it, that can be sold in terms of coming, you know, look at the natural beauty, be involved in it, be part of it, and that can be packaged to tourists, shall we put it that way?
Absolutely, and in fact, that is what has already been done. Kerry is being promoted, even if you look at the delivered Discover Kerry website, nature is very much to the fore. It's all about Kerry as a place to escape. And now the modern tourists, let's call it the younger generation, they want outdoor tourism. They get up in the morning, go on the mountains, go on the lakes. Obviously, they want the social activity in the evenings, but certainly the natural beauty of the county is a huge attraction, and we want to capitalise on that and promote that.
Yeah. What do you say to someone who says, look, sustainable tourism, on the face of it, a national park is about protecting biodiversity, protecting the ecology of the area, protecting our marine environment. It's Ireland's first marine national park, another selling point. But how does that stand up with the need for tourism in the first place? The reason, you know, you want tourism is you want to bring people in to benefit the economy of the area. Are those two issues not at cross purposes, Pat? And how do you reconcile that as a tourist provider or as someone trying to attract tourists into the county?
Now, that, I think that's a misconception, which is very often quoted. But again, if you look at other jurisdictions worldwide, you know, national parks all over the world, the US, very famous national parks, New Zealand, all over Europe, and the national parks actually, in my view, benefit that because it gives a more controlled environment for the tourists, that people are not wandering wild in all corners. Everything is managed by in a system, as it were. So it, on the contrary, I think it's beneficial to the sustainability and to preserving the landscape rather than doing any damage.
Okay, so you think this will complement it, and everything that we've done from here, I suppose we're awaiting what happens. This is a designation, but I know there's probably a huge amount of work that have yet to be done. The National Parks and Wildlife Service, the sort of protections which may come in down the line that are not there now, how it's all organised, how farmers are worked with, how fishers are worked with, all of those things need to be worked on now in the context of that offering.
Absolutely, and I think that both ministers, or actually all ministers, mentioned that on Monday, that there was absolutely nothing, no intention of upsetting any of the occupants of the areas at this point in time, and the NPWS is going to work very, very closely with them to ensure that there's a harmonious connection going forward.
Okay, Pat, interesting one. We'll see where it happens. Thanks a million for taking time to talk to us about that.